Barry, tell us what happened in Kelly, Kentucky.
Well, George, it's, again, this is a phenomenal story. It happened a long time ago. 1955, the date was August 21st of that year. And actually, what we try to bring out in the documentary was something that we found out just 1 week prior to this event that I'm about to tell you about. There was an area called Dogtown, Indiana, which is up near Evansville, I believe. And there was a lady named Dora Johnson and one of her friends. They were on a little swimming excursion in the Ohio River. And they spotted a shiny disc-like object in the sky, and it disappeared behind some trees. And just right after this, Mrs. Johnson claimed that fuzzy, claw-like hands grabbed on her leg from under the water. Didn't see anything go into the water. Just felt this feeling of a claw-like hand. It almost tried to drown her, it felt like. And she was struggling in the water. Her friend helped her out of the water. And, of course, 1 week later, on August 21st, it was a hot summer night. A man named Billy Ray Taylor went to the well for a drink of water. There were 11 people at this home. There were 8 adults, 3 children. They were having a little Sunday dinner gathering. And he claimed he saw a light that had all the colors of the rainbow in it, and it came down behind the farm back in this wooded area. Well, he went in and told all these people about it, and they glanced out the windows, didn't see anything, and he just laughed it off like it was a joke. Didn't even bother to go check it out, which I thought was, well, you know, was amazing, because you definitely thought that they would have done that, but they just took it as a joke, didn't believe him. And as night fell, which it was almost dusk at the time he reported the incident, all the dogs started barking, and as they looked out the window, they saw a slight glow coming from the field. And as it got closer, they saw this little goblin-like creature, not like the grays so much, maybe the same size as the grays as it reported today, but these things had real large pointed ears, and they had long arms with talons, like claws.
Hmm.
And of course,
chupacabra-like?
Sort of chupacabra-like, but sort of glowing yellow eyes. But they were seen to be metallic gray or silvery in color. There was some discrepancy on what they were color-wise. But they were this little being was approaching the house, and the men freaked out. And what did they do? They went and got the shooting irons. A fellow by the name of Lucky Sutton and Billy Ray, they went out, got the shooting irons, and they leveled shots point-blank range, 12-gauge and a 22, and shot at this thing, and the thing bounced away. And then, you know, another one, or the same one, it came out. They all looked the same. Came out from behind the house. They shot again. The thing bounced away. The scariest encounter that night was the fact that they heard these clawing sounds on the roof, like they were on the roof. And a little later on, when they went out to investigate, Billy Ray actually walked out on the porch. And as he got to the edge of the porch where there was a step there, this claw-like hand came down and grabbed him by the hair, almost pulling him up off of his feet. And, of course, Lucky ran out with the shotgun, blasted the thing, saw it on the roof, blasted it off the roof, went flying back over the roof. Later on, they came back, looked in the windows at the people. All of the people saw these creatures. I mean, 11 people saw these creatures, and they shoot right through the windows at these things. And this went on for supposedly several hours. And finally...
Go ahead.
Finally, they got in their vehicles and went into the Hopkinsville, Kentucky police station in shock, reporting the story to the authorities. And when the police got out there, unfortunately, the creatures were gone.
Where'd they go?
Well, nobody knows that for sure, but there was one officer en route to the scene, or I should say at least rumored officer, that was on his way out there, said he saw an object flying into the sky, a meteor-like object flying into the sky. In 1977, I visited that area, and I found an elderly couple living in a nearby farmhouse, and they claimed they remembered hearing the gunshots, and when they looked in the distance, they saw glowing lights that looked like almost like dancing fireflies coming from the fields out there. And I have some actual video of them in the show. But when you mentioned, like, where did they go? Well, that's the big question. The police came out And there was obviously signs of the shooting. The windows were shattered. There was some shotgun shells lying around and this and that. But no sign of the creatures. But the interesting thing was that after the police left, this was about 4 in the morning, the family returned to the house quite shaken. Glennie and Lucky were in the living room. I believe Glennie was on a couch and Lucky was on a chair there. And this creature again showed up in the window. It returned one more time. Lucky shot through the window. Creature disappeared. Never saw it again. But now, what was interesting about this, I interviewed a fellow by the name of Russell Ferguson, a very nice gentleman. He was a sheriff deputy who actually was out there at the location that night. And he was pretty skeptical, as most law enforcement people are.
Right.
They didn't,
until they see something themselves.
That's right. He had talked about that the odd thing to him was that one of the gunshots through the screen window was had a square bullet hole pattern. And he says, well, you know, I've never seen the weapon or that could have made a shot like that. And, you know, implying, I suppose, that a gun can't make a square bullet hole pattern. Now, this is interesting, because at the time he didn't realize that I had located, actually I had located it after the interview. I found a lady and her brother named Norma and Wendell McCord that were related to the Lankfords that lived in the home. Glennie was Lucky's mother, Glennie Lankford. And they had a photograph of the window screen and with the bullet holes. And this one bullet hole pattern did look, you know, very rectangular. So I took it to a fellow by the name of Joe Ferrero. He's out here. He owns a company called Gun World out here in Burbank, California. And he's a ballistics expert. He was in Vietnam. He's a Vietnam War vet. He can tell you everything you want to know about gunshots and bullet patterns. And he looked at it, and he did his own tests, and he said that, you know, he showed us that you can make a square bullet pattern, depending on how far you are away from the screen when the shots were fired. But the fact that you get a square bullet pattern, it comes from the fact that, or rather, that in the screen itself is made up of rectangular squares, little weaves in the screen. So, you know, depending on where the gun was placed, it wasn't that far away, it can produce a square bullet hole. So, because, you know, the theory was that these people had taken a tobacco stick, like a stake, and poked it through the windows, the screens, and had created a hoax. But this proved that was not a hoax, that these people were firing at something. Something frightened them enough.
Did they hit it? These objects? I mean, did they make a ping sound or what? Because they obviously didn't seem hurt.
Yes, they did. They actually described a metallic sound, and Lucky said that it sounded like hitting the bottom of a bucket, you know, like something metal hitting the bottom of a bucket.
Like these things could have been robotic?
Yes, sort of like that, but I guess it's possible, but they didn't make a sound. But they looked alive. That was the thing. They looked alive, but they did make a metallic sound. But these creatures were never seen again after that incident.